Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bernie Havlevik, and he's the superintendent for the Wallace Foundation Research Farms. Good morning to you, Bernie.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good. It's another beautiful day. We'll hope this weather just kind of carries on through into next Monday because it's time for the annual visit to the Armstrong Farm.
Yes, it is. And in fact, this is our 22nd annual Armstrong Research Farm home demonstration garden field day. It begins again on September 21st at 6:30 p.m. We'll probably run until dusk. This year, it's a little later field
yes.
day. Most people are used to coming, you know, about the third week in July.
Yes, and maybe the weather will be a little cooler. You might even need to bring a jacket.
Well, you know, that would be kind of a welcome change.
Yeah, it wouldn't it?
In the past, we've really, you know, had some really warm and muggy evenings. It seems like we always would pick the perfect
yes.
hot day for
yes.
a garden day.
So every year there's a theme, and what's that this year?
This year's theme is it's a North and South American garden, and we're featuring things that we normally look forward to picking and harvesting in the late in the summer or early in the fall, and we don't usually have a chance to do that type of work. And we're going to look at things like, for example, sweet potatoes this year.
There's five
different types of sweet potatoes. How about a white sweet potato or a purple sweet potato? Okay, and then things like collards and some of the later maturing greens will be there. We're going to feature some dried beans and a lot of the flowers, you know, that come into their own later in the summer. There's the various types of squash, winter squash and corn. Tomatillos give a little South American flair to it. And there'll be some food sampling as well as, you know, the usual discussions about different cultivars and varieties.
So we not only get to look at what it looks like when it comes out of the ground or off of the plant in terms of the harvest, but also what it looks like and tastes like when it gets to the table.
Exactly, and that's the plan.
So good.
I think it'll be interesting. It'll be a little different. Hopefully, I think the weather will be really nice and be a good opportunity. And not only is there a garden day that, you know, but there's a kind of a celebration. You know, this is the 25th anniversary for the research farm, and it will be my last garden field day.
That's what I hear. People better come to say good wishes to Bernie because he's moving on north. And mentioning the, we're still going to have strawberries and ice cream?
Yes, we are. In fact, we're going to have strawberries, and our ice cream will be fresh homemade ice cream.
Right, from
Even Bark is coming out with his unit, and he's going to be making ice cream for the people.
Wow.
So this will be special ice cream.
And then cake also.
Cake as well, yes.
I tell you, Bernie, you're going out with a splash here.
Well, you know, LaVon, I added them up, and this will be overall my 35th home demo garden.
Yes.
You know, they've been doing this now for 35 years, so, you know, it's been fun. We've hit almost every vegetable in the catalog in that period of time.
And some new ones.
And some new ones, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun. It's always an opportunity for people to learn. You'll always learn something new at a garden day.
And, you know, if people are beginning gardeners, this is a time to kind of say, okay, what's the variety out there? If you're a seasoned gardener, well, what do I want to plant new? You know, some folks just always want to try something, at least one new thing every year.
Exactly. And not only that, but there's quite a number of heirloom types of vegetables and flowers in this year's garden.
Oh. So,
you know, give you a chance to, you know, not only look at some of the newest tomatoes, for like Mountain Merit, or you can go back and look at some of the Brandywine types, the heirlooms, and compare.
Okay, so we are going to talk about tomatoes. You hadn't mentioned those yet, but tomatoes are there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, still coming on pretty strong in a lot of people's gardens. But, as you mentioned, sweet potatoes are new because usually they're not ready yet. Is there anything in the greenhouse?
The greenhouse right now, we're finishing up a melon planting, you know, watermelons, muskmelons, and in the bramble half or the berry half, we're right in the at the peak of the Arkansas ever-bearing black raspberries.
Oh. Now, and I said greenhouse, but really it's the high tunnel.
It's
correct.
The high tunnel.
Yes.
Correct.
Now, talk a little more about the raspberries. I've been hearing people say their raspberries at home look great, but there's been some insect problems.
Well, you know, I always blame everything on the weather.
Sure.
Usually when you do that, you're correct.
Right.
And we've had, it's just been a good year with a lot of moisture, and we'll have a lot of insects in those types of years. And we also have outdoor raspberries as well. And you will get your typical, the fungus beetle on there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then there'll be some other, there's, you know, kind of a influx of grasshoppers now as well. And there's different types. And the thing that I noticed is the flavor on the raspberries inside the tunnel is, in our opinion, better than the flavor on the raspberries mm-hmm. grown outdoors. And that's probably understandable, too, because there's been a lot of rains and it, you mm-hmm. know, kind of, you know, tends to bleach out the color and some of the flavor as well on the mm-hmm. outdoor brambles.
And are there fewer insects in the high tunnel?
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the advantages, generally speaking.
Exactly. It's the moisture is provided by drip irrigation, and so you don't have the leaf diseases. You eliminate not all, but a majority of the insects. And, you know, you don't have the dew each morning.
Mm.
There's no dew inside of a high tunnel.
And, okay.
That helps with a lot of the diseases as well.
You bet. So I'm hearing more and more people talk about they want to put up a high tunnel, maybe not as big as the one that you have at the Armstrong Research Farm. But, again, if they're interested, this would be a good chance to see one in full action here.
You bet, LaVon, and visit with somebody. I would encourage somebody before, you know, you put up a high tunnel, you know, visit with somebody that has one. You know, there's things you need to know from the very beginning. For example, are you talking about a high tunnel that will the plastic will be on year-round or just during the growing season? There is a difference. You know, our high tunnel is designed for year-round,
mm-hmm.
so it's built a little heavier. Most of the tunnels that people see in catalogs really are designed for the plastic to be removed every late fall, early winter.
Okay, lots to learn there if you're interested in putting that up. But it really does make the season longer.
Oh, yes. You know, I tell people that if you're growing a garden in a high tunnel, it's like one zone to the south.
Ah.
So, in other words, your garden will be like a garden in southern Missouri, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Okay, it gives you lots more opportunities for the length of the garden and perhaps for some varieties also that wouldn't be possible here.
Exactly.
So lots to learn there. So that's what the Garden Field Day is all about, right, is to come and learn new things and as well.
Exactly. It's a fun time. It's laid back, relaxed. You ask questions, we'll give you our best answer, and it's time to walk around, take notes, enjoy, visit with your friends, and enjoy some strawberries and ice cream.
Yes, it's a full package here in terms of learning and, as you mentioned, really important visiting with your friends or visiting maybe some folks. They only see each other once a year. It's at the Garden Field Day. So this is coming up this Monday, the 21st.
Beginning at 6:30 p.m.
All right, and going till dark starts earlier, so we got to get all that in there. Strawberries, ice cream, 25th anniversary cake, and giving Bernie a good farewell and good wishes to send him on his way to the next stage in his life. So it's been a pleasure visiting with you, Bernie. When I called to ask you, I said, are you going to do one more program with me? And I thank you for doing all of these.
Well, it's been my pleasure, LaVon, and I've enjoyed it.
Great. We'll see you Monday night at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. Until next time, here's a thought. Aspire to inspire before you expire.